Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaperti. In times like these, the stock market mantra of buy and hold just doesn't seem to cut it. I know they also say hold for the long term, but I, like the rest of you, don't know how much long I have left in my term. This especially applies to those of us who are a bit older. I use the word a bit with the proverbial tongue-in-cheek, however. In any case, those that have attended one of my investing seminars, and yes, there's one coming up in the fall at the Placer College for Adults in Auburn, always tell the story of when I was a young trader and in 1987, in a day called Black Monday, I lost a cool 45% of my account, roughly 180 grand, when the Dow got cremated, about a quarter of its value. Let me tell you, this is not a pleasant feeling, and it wasn't. It stayed with me for months, and I still get a stomachache when I think about it. They say something good comes out of all things that happen to us. I know that's debatable, but one thing it taught me is to swear I would never have a gave-it-all-back stock moment again. It was then and there I came up with the slot machine theory of investing. It means, for the many of us, they have played the one-armed bandit, and when people play the slot machine, most people exercise good money management, which is to say, when they lose a certain amount, they just walk away and go to the bar. On the contrary, many investors and advisors don't follow that advice and instead adopt the market always goes up over time theory. It goes something like this. You make some money, or you start out opening an account, and the market then drops 5%, and your advisor says to you, or your brain says to you, well, I'm only down 5%, don't worry about it. Then the market drops 10%, and you rinse and repeat that thought, thinking I'm only down 10%, don't worry about it, and it happens again at down 15, down 20, and down 25%, then somewhere around down 30% or more, you call your advisor or search your brain in a panic and say, hey, I'm down a lot of money and I want to sell out. Basically, you have reached your get up and walk away moment that you had at the slot machine. The advisor or your brain then chimes in and stupidly says, you're down too far, you don't want to sell out now. Let's think about that. So if you use this strategy in Vegas sitting in front of some slot machine, you don't walk away, but instead you go back to the ATM and get more money. That's because you're down too far, right, and don't want to quit now. Although some investors have the cojones to hold through thick and thin and watch their life savings evaporate in a stock market crash, I am not one of them, and maybe you aren't either. It is true the market has a continually upward slope to it over the decades, but there are a few issues with using that as an excuse to never sell your stocks. Case in point, the recent months of this market rout may have wiped out a year's gains or more. Indeed, some stocks have lost 10, 20, or 30% in the last few months. Another reason to get up and walk out of the casino of Wall Street is that it may take a very long time to recover losses or regain previous profits. After the 1929 crash, it took 25 years for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to eclipse its previous high. The NASDAQ took 15 years to recover after the dot-com crash, and there are many more examples of long wait times to recover from a previous stock market hammering. True, all those markets did eventually recover, but had an investor sold out and put some of those monies in the bank instead of hanging out in those floundering market years for all that time, the compounding interest on savings accounts or CDs may have returned incredible gains compared to someone who just sat and held for the long term. In conclusion, there's a time to be in an asset and a time not to. Had an investor at least taken some of the money off the table at market highs, or acted when the markets began to sell off, and then bought back in closer to or at the market bottom, the gains may have been many multiples higher than those who just rode it out. Knowing when to sell and buy is the trick, I know, and having a clue as to what might precede, or at least hint at turning points in the market, can take years of training and experience. I know the recommendations to hold for the long term are many, but in my opinion, some of those come from people that simply follow the crowd and may not take the time to really study what is going on in the lobbies of American businesses in the ivory halls of Wall Street and Washington. Knowing what to do Could be as simple as setting a limit of your losses when markets correct. Simply use the slot machine theory of, I've lost enough money and I'm getting up and leaving the casino for now. You can always come back later, of course. Either that or just buy and hold for the long term and just keep holding through thick or thin. And how's that working out for you? That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess he was cruising for bruising.